Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
And I'm Dave Smith. It's Tuesday, May 10th, and we're bringing you real-time news. Fresh like live radio, but on demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. Gas prices hit record highs again. The national average today for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.37, sending you a big hug if you live in California or Nevada, where a gallon will cost you over $5. Diesel also broke records today with $5.55 per gallon. All this driven by the rising cost of oil sparked by Russia's war in Ukraine. Stocks just bounced around all over the place and ended mixed today following yesterday's steep fall. The Dow was down 84 points, while the Nasdaq was actually up 114 points. Investors are preparing for tomorrow's release of monthly consumer price data, which is expected to show inflation is still very high.
I think we all knew this would be the case, but Elon Musk says that if his bid to buy Twitter goes through, he would restore Donald Trump's account, which was banned after the January 6th insurrection. Musk told the Financial Times that banning Trump was stupid.
It was I think it was a morally bad decision, to be clear, and foolish in the extreme.
A Boston judge has found celebrity chef Mario Batali not guilty of sexual misconduct. Batali waived his right to have a jury decide his fate at the trial, which only lasted 2 days. Natalie Tini had accused Batali of forcibly kissing her and groping her in a bar in 2017. Tini immediately left the courtroom after the verdict.
Long live the iPod. Apple's music player, which first went on sale over 20 years ago, is finally, officially dead. Apple announced the news in a press release today, saying the spirit of the iPod lives on through many other Apple products at this point, including the iPhone, iPad, and HomePod. But the iPod Touch, which is the only iPod that Apple has been making lately, will only be available while supplies last.
Ukrainians going through the wreckage of downed Russian fighter jets have discovered something shocking. Basic GPS units just taped to the dashboards. That's according to Britain's defense minister, who says the GPS is apparently needed because the navigation systems in the Russian Sukhoi 34 jets are so bad. Last month, Ukraine showed off what it said was a Russian drone covered in duct tape and fitted with a generic plastic bottle top for a fuel cap. We love to hear from you, so email us with your tips, your feedback, even your praise at therefresh@insider.com. Coming up, have you been thinking about starting a side hustle? Well, we got some tips for you, including why TikTok might be the best place to start. WebEx is driving hybrid work by ensuring almost anyone, almost anywhere can be seen, heard, and have the ability to contribute equally. Learn more at webex.com/hybridwork. If you're listening in Nebraska or West Virginia, don't forget to vote in today's primaries. Elections are once again being framed as a referendum on Donald Trump's continued grip on the GOP, especially in Nebraska, where Trump's pick for governor, Charles Herbster, was accused by multiple women of sexual assault in April.
Bitcoin investors right now are all like,
I don't feel so good.
That's because Bitcoin's value has tanked about 55% compared to where it was 6 months ago when it hit its all-time high. And about 40% of Bitcoin holders are now underwater on their investments, according to data from Glassnode. People are trading it like crazy, selling it, sure, but also altering their positions and paying higher fees to do it quickly because Bitcoin's value has been so volatile. In other words, Bitcoin is looking more like shitcoin these days.
For the first time in 6 decades, Queen Elizabeth has not given the speech at the state opening of Parliament. Instead, Prince Charles stepped in and surprised everyone when he sat on his mother's throne. He delivered the Queen's speech too.
Her Majesty's government's priority is to grow and strengthen the economy and help ease the cost of living for families.
Buckingham Palace says the Queen is not attending the event because of her mobility issues.
The U.S. has issued a $10 million bounty for a ransomware attack on Costa Rica. The attack has completely halted several key government systems for weeks. It's believed to be the work of a Russian-based ransomware gang, and Costa Rica's incoming president declared a national emergency over the weekend. The attackers have declared Costa Rica is a demo version, with more attacks to follow.
COVID cases may be rising, but so is movie going. AMC just reported some ridiculous first quarter numbers, more than five times higher than this time last year. Expectations are now way up for summer movie season, with new versions of Top Gun and Jurassic Park likely to keep audiences coming. Still, AMC's shares have fallen 80% since its brief status as a Reddit meme stock last year.
Side hustles have exploded in popularity during the pandemic because people have realized that maybe their regular jobs just aren't all that great. And starting something from scratch of their own design can be way more fulfilling and even profitable. But it can be hard to build a successful venture. So Insider's Emily Canal is here to tell us about how to get started and eventually how to take your side hustle full time.
Some of the most common side hustles people have today are things like virtual assistants, copywriters, selling digital downloads on Etsy, which can be like wall decor or instructions for sewing your own dress. Mm. We're also seeing things like hosting online classes or monetizing your blog with affiliate marketing.
Are people ever working together on side hustles, or is it mostly a solo thing?
For the most part, what we're seeing is solo entrepreneurship here with the side hustle culture. And it's really fascinating because you can do so much with a business with so little now. You don't need a brick and mortar shop. You don't need to necessarily bring your goods to a farmer's market and sell it at a stand. You can really do this from home with a phone or a computer. And I think that's what's making this so exciting to people. An example of someone who succeeded with their side hustle venture is Shauna Davis, and she's the founder of a vegan handbag company called Jatome. And she runs her side hustle during nights and weekends because she actually works a 9-to-5 as a personal assistant. So she launched her company in 2020 after being inspired watching TikTok videos of other people doing similar things. So she got to it, and in the first 4 months of being in business, she netted $14,000 in sales.
Wow. So what can people actually learn from Shauna's story?
Shauna turned to TikTok as her main marketing tool, which is really interesting because that's something you can do on your phone in addition to your 9-to-5 job. And she would show some of the designs of her bags and other options available to customers. Some of her videos got 1.4 million views. It's pretty impressive. Another video, which was shared in September, led to an increase of more than 1,000 orders month over month compared to August.
Wow. So using social media seems to be pretty powerful. Is that something that you found is a trend across a lot of side hustles?
Absolutely. Side hustle culture is huge on social media, both in terms of people talking about their success, how they did it, but also entrepreneurs marketing their side hustles to customers. Think about it. We're still on our phones 24/7. And a lot of people are shopping via TikTok or Instagram, or they see someone and connect with their story because the founder is describing their brand and what it means to them. So they're having that really intimate experience with the founder in the comfort of their own home.
You know, it's really easy to have an idea for a side hustle, but it's really hard to actually get started and feel like I can actually take this idea and run with it. So where does somebody even begin?
People who want to go down this road really need to intentionally carve out the time and make the commitment to themselves that they are now going to start this new business. That's what Shauna said was her biggest hurdle, was just doing it. And once she got going and saw the success, she wished she had started a year earlier.
So for other people, though, you know, figuring out the idea is also just a hard place to start. So what makes for an easy hustle to start?
An easy side hustle to start is something with low overhead costs. So imagine you're maybe just using your phone to market yourself as a copywriter. You don't actually need to buy anything else to get your business going, except maybe a domain name. Otherwise, you want to look for things that are accessible to you and your skill set. You also want to think about things that don't require a certificate, a license, something that's minimal expertise or something that you are an expert in. I would say another component is to find things that you're passionate about, because if you're going to be devoting a chunk of your day to this, you want to be excited about it. You want to live and breathe it.
Exactly. It has to be good enough for you to want to keep going. So How do you know when it's actually time to take the side out of your side hustle to make it full time?
The sources we talked to said the number one thing they knew when it was time to pivot from side hustle to full-time job was their emotions to it. You know, they were a little checked out of work or even spending less time in the office because they wanted to devote more time to their side hustle. So again, it's that intention. If you are really seeing success in your business and you think that it can support you and your lifestyle, that's one component, but it's also, are you enjoying this? Is this how you want to spend every day, all day?
Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us on The Refresh.
Thank you for having me.
Emily Canal is an editor on Insider's entrepreneurship team.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.